Okay, well, as you can see, we have no record music because we are, or no in record music. God, fuck. See how professional we are? we have no intro music because we are just that ghetto here at Between the Sheets. But welcome. I am Syntax.
I am the Desperate One.
And this is show number...
Two
of Between the Sheets. We're still trying to figure out some good intro and exit music. So if anyone out there knows of any, drop it into the feedback section at galaxy15radio.com. And we will probably ignore you. But, you know, at least we'll know that we have more than a single listener.
I'm actually telling my ex-husband to check it out as we speak.
Yeah. I should be telling my ex-wife.
But she's Catholic.
Yeah, but she's Catholic and she would just shun us.
As she does already.
Yeah, that's very true. So,
forgive us for the possible poor sound quality where we are in fact sharing a mic tonight so we do not have the sound issues we've had in the last couple weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, you are listening to us on Galaxy 15 Radio.
Go ahead and jump in.
And yeah, so let's start. So our first story tonight is actually one that kind of made me lol for about an hour. So sex and STDs are on the rise in the elderly. A new study published in the British Medical Journal says that 80% of individuals 50 to 90 are sexually active.
Which is a really big age group, you know, 40 years. But still, I mean, if someone in their 70s, 80s, 90s are still sexually active, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I really hope that I'm still fucking when I'm 85.
I hope I die fucking.
Exactly. So cases of chlamydia and syphilis have tripled in the last decade with the elderly.
It is partially contributed to old cunt. Thinning of the vaginal walls makes the vagina more susceptible to tears and microabrasions, which can let these pathogens into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
But also can be tied to men 40 and over taking erectile dysfunction medications. Men taking these particular medications are significantly more likely to contract an STD within the first year of starting medication. But this is also with a caveat saying that these men, these same men who were taking these medications, were also more likely to contract an STD within the year prior to starting the medication, which implies that these men aren't gaining risk-taking behavior or aren't developing risk-taking behavior while on the medication, but their risk-taking behavior is just enabled by this medication.
Yes.
I think this is hilarious. In that, do they not pay attention to condom commercials? Do they not pay attention to anything that's actually happening? Or do they actually think that just because they can't get pregnant at this stage in their life, that condom use is not, in fact, necessary?
I don't think they give a shit, actually. I know if I'm 85, I'm not going to be worried about AIDS or anything like that, because AIDS takes 25 years to really kill you. So...
Well, it's not that. I mean... Okay, so chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, I mean, these major STDs. I mean, I don't think they really have to worry about HPV and cervical cancer and all that because all their shit's rotten out anyway.
Exactly.
But anywho, I do not want pus to be streaming from my snatch at any point in my life. That does not sound like a fun thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my dick to rot off either.
I'm not interested in open sores. I'm not interested in that. So.
Oh, and you know, we're forgetting the grossest and nastiest STD that's on the market. That is the genital warts, and you know, everyone forgets about that one. But just, you know, jump on the 4chan, and you'll.
We're not talking about blue waffles tonight and any of that stuff.
And you'll see the genital warts. That's not something I would want. So old people out there, buy a fucking condom.
Wrap your shit up. You're retired. You may be on a fixed income. The condoms are $12.99 a pack. Pick one up. It's okay. Condoms have come a long way since you've used them in the 60s. They are not vulcanized rubber anymore. Okay?
Yeah, they're not meant to be reused. You don't turn it inside out and shake the fuck out of it.
Exactly. And your vagina matters. Even when you're 80 years old, it matters. Take care of it, please. But good God, don't stop fucking. Do your thing. Do it.
Exactly.
We support and encourage anyone of any age over the age of 18, since we're not perverts, getting their freak on.
Exactly. And you know, if you're 90 and someone still wants to fuck you,
then you are hot as shit and I wish I knew you.
Exactly. Go out there and, you know, fuck like you were 18.
Fuck like bunnies. Exactly. Until your hip breaks. God damn it, keep doing it. But just be smart about it. This is really for any age. Just be smart about it. Don't be a dumbass. And you can get an STD no matter how old you are.
Exactly.
And I'm not just talking about pregnancy. Pregnancy is, in fact, an STD. However, do not be fooled.
Yes.
You can get shit.
Yeah, and a bleeding pussy. Penis. No one wants that near them. They really don't.
No one wants that shit. Even with the lights out, you'll know. You'll know.
Yes. Okay. So that was our one news story for the the week that went in places I never would have imagined that it would have gone.
You know, I thought we were gonna be all like classy about it. I don't think that worked.
No. I think we're going the way of all the other shows on IHN.
We are going the way of the Buffalo.
Yes, on Galaxy 15. We are the lowest common denominator. So now on to our main topic for the evening.
Which is completely different, and now for something completely different.
Yeah, so we're going to...
God, we suck at this.
We do. Yeah, so in the words of Morps, we're going to rocket snail into this one. Our topic for the night is tips for the noob in the kink scene. And really, this is any, you know, meeting for any sort of, you know, kind of underground sexual thing. This could be at a swing club.
When we talk about kink, we're talking about any quote-unquote alternative sexual behavior. This includes masochism, sadism, exhibitionism, voyeurism, furry, age play. It encompasses a wide variety of quote-unquote perversions.
Yes, and remember, the only difference between a kink and a perversion is a kink is something you're into, a perversion is something someone else is into. So, okay.
Yes. So, okay, say you're a curious young little thing, or old little thing, whatever. Please, we plugged this on the last show, and we'll plug it again. Go to fetlife.com. It is not just for DS relationships. It is for all sorts of kink. Anything that gets you off, aside from children and animals, in the most part, like bio animals, like actual animals, it's not going to be on there. Go to 4chan.
Yeah. Well,
for the animals.
and for the children.
Go to hell
too.
For the children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if there's something that you're into, if you're into scat play, if you're into golden showers, if you're into blood, if you're into vomit, if you're into, you know, anything, please check it out. Find something. Okay?
Yes. And, yeah, okay. I lost my train of thought there.
We have plugged the crap out of it.
We have, and we'll continue to plug
the crap out of it.
The crap out of it.
And if you go on FetLife, please, please don't be a douchebag and support FetLife. It's $5 a month. $30 will get you 6 months of support. And with 6 months of support, you get to watch videos.
And have chat.
Yes. So, anyway, plug. All right. So, we're talking about someone who's completely new into this and wants to meet others who are like-minded.
Yeah. Well, one of the easiest things to do is to send a message, say, on FET, on
Collar Me, on Alt, on several different websites.
The key there, when you send a message, and I can't stress this enough, well, there's a couple things. One, if you're a man, don't have the only pictures of you be of your penis. Don't have 700 pictures of your penis. Even it's not that interesting.
It's the quickest way for people to not take you seriously. And guaranteed your cock's ugly. I guarantee you. I'm sorry. You may love it. You may think it's the most beautiful thing on the planet. But it's ugly.
I love my penis.
And I love your penis. But if your penis was your particular avatar, I would not want to talk to you. I would probably delete you as a friend and be like, yeah, I don't know that guy.
And I think my penis is ugly, too.
So. I am the one person in the world that thinks it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm with you.
Exactly. But, so you send a message. One, don't just go, hey, baby, get with me. Or come at me. I've seen both of those. Don't immediately assume that someone wants to fuck you because that is the biggest way. Because, if you're like, hey, baby, what are you doing? No, that's the easiest way for someone to point and laugh and probably send you something very heinous in return.
My ex-husband just made a complete new mistake. He texted me. I told him about the show. I told him that we were doing a show about sex. And he said, quote, is it arousing? No, it's not. Okay.
Well, if Morps was on it, then...
Well, shut up.
Then someone would be all aroused.
Shut up. I love you, Morps. Anyway. No. If you're wanting to meet people, don't go at it as trying to get people to get you off.
Yeah. Don't look so desperate.
Basically like any other basic social interaction. Be respectful. Be polite. If you have questions, please ask them.
But be respectful when you ask them. The biggest thing is respect. You know, be respectful.
Okay, we've rocket snailed. Okay.
Okay.
One way to get to know people in your area. You go to a munch. A munch is, if we haven't covered this, I can't recall.
We haven't.
Is a social gathering amongst kinksters.
There's all kinds of different munches. I've seen pet play munches. I've seen munches for just people in the leather scene. I've seen biker munches where kinky bikers all go for a ride and they stop. But it's social. You're just as likely to hear 20 people talking about a new flogger as you will. And you're just as likely to hear these same 20 people talking about, the weather or the upcoming election.
Or how good their coffee is. another option, after a munch. It's generally good to go after a munch, but go to a local play party. They will be advertised, especially on FetLife, which is... We talk about it because that's where we are primarily active. But they'll be advertised there. Get to know people in a vanilla, in a normal social sense. And people in in the kink community are accepting of all people, of all body types, all sexual orientations, all kinks and all perversions. It may be not something they're into, but we are accepting of, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into. Nobody's going to cast judgment because everybody there is, in somebody's eyes, a huge perv.
Exactly. You know, there's, and lots of times at these, at the munches, you know, you'll find, you know, you go, oh, you know, I'm the only one that's into the sister, brother, or, you know, mommy, daddy, you know, mommy, son,
mommy girl, mommy, son, daddy, daughter, daddy, boy.
You know, role play. And you're
that's age play.
Yeah, I'm you're so, not. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm such a freak. And then you go to one of these and you might find someone that's also into that, which, and it's actually really, really likely. And, you know, and that's a good thing. So then, you know, you have someone.
You have a connection with someone. You can talk about it. Exactly. This is not a place for porn. This is not a place. This is a place to just come and talk and meet people. Because the whole idea is so. Okay. The whole idea is that people will get to know you. And people will become comfortable with you. So that in the future, it's it's easier. It is more welcome for you to have more interaction and more contact with these people. Because there may be someone that you meet there who you connect with. And you can build on that and possibly become, you know, play partners or enjoy each other in a more intimate sense.
Yeah. Don't be the creeper that kind of sits in the corner, doesn't say anything.
Just stares at people.
Yeah, it just has these gecko glossed over eyes.
We have a gentleman in our particular munch group who does that. He sits there, he does not speak, and he just stares at people. And it has creeped out every single We will not ever tell him not to come because we do not want to exclude anyone. We will not ever tell him anything aside from your behavior is kind of freaking out the other people.
Yeah. And on a, you know, but on a positive note, he's found people to play with. You know, he's found several people in other areas that he's connected with and that he goes and plays with. Unfortunately, we live in a very small, very, very conservative area, so there's not a lot of people that come out to our munches.
But anyway, the point is, if that guy can find somebody, then you can find somebody. Point is, don't be a douche.
Yeah.
Just do not be a douche.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the biggest things. Don't be a douche. That's one of the biggest things. Be polite and respect everyone's personal space.
And there's something that you need to grasp very, very early. Just because a person is kinky does not mean they are easy.
Yeah, I mean, we can't reiterate that enough. I think we've said that in every show now. And we're probably going to say it for quite a while longer. But just because someone is kinky does not mean they're easy. It does not mean that you can come up and be like, hey, suck my dick now. You know, or do you like cock?
Suck cock now.
Suck cock now. No, that's not the way it works. You might find someone that's that way. But for 99.9% of the kinksters out there, you know, they're just like normal people. If you walked up to someone in a bar and said, hey, do you like cock? Suck cock now. You're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah. And if all you're looking for is trolling for ass, that's great. But go to a bar. Okay? This is not where it belongs.
Yeah. And in fact, if you're just trolling for ass, you'll probably have better luck at a bar because, you know, there people are drunk. Most
Most munches are going to be dry. In fact, most kink events, because a lot of the kink events involve, you know, SM, you know, sadomasochism. They involve bondage. They involve things with a higher level of risk than just, you know, fucking missionary with the lights off. You know, they're going to be alcohol and drug free. And this goes for the munches. I think I've been to one munch and one play party that alcohol was allowed. And the one play party was, it was a New Year's party and everyone was allowed a glass of champagne. It wasn't like, you know, there was shots being handed out. And that's actually a big thing is, you know, yeah, be respectful. Don't be a douche. You know, if you are, people are just going to walk away from, you know, from you, and you're going to lose an opportunity to play. You know, you could lose the opportunity to, you know, make that connection with someone because they're like, oh, wow, this guy is a raging collar popped, tap out wearing, flat billed hat wearing douchebag. And, you know, if you're trying to go out and have fun and meet someone, make a connection, be able to get some of your kinks out and be able to explore this, you don't want people thinking that you're a raging douchebag.
Exactly. If you do have a kinky side, however light or severe, you've dealt with the feelings of being an outcast. You've dealt with feelings of being a freak. You've kind of been like, okay, well, I can't because that's just not cool. This is a place, this is a safe haven for anyone who's ever felt that way. And we want to keep it a safe haven. We don't want to introduce any elements that may discourage other people from coming. So don't discourage it. Don't make people think that, oh, if I come to this munch, then there are going to be people that are going to hit on me, or people who are going to proposition me, or people who are going to immediately come up to me and say, do you like playing with shit? I like playing with shit. Don't be that guy.
Exactly. You know, like we said before, munches are completely vanilla events. They're social gatherings, and they're held in public. You know, that way, you know, and generally with a lot of people around, so that way if someone does, like, super creep you out, you know, you get the whole stalker slash serial killer slash rapist, you know, vibe. They pull up in the pedo van with the sign that says free candy taped to the sign, you know, that there's other people around that you can feel safe there. Now, there, something else you have to remember is, it's not a place to advertise that, hey, I'm kinky. You know, you don't walk in wearing the rubber gimp suit. You don't walk up to someone who you know is a dominant and kneel at their feet and start, you know, licking their boot. On the flip side, I made a mistake, and I'm not the only one. I've seen bunches of people make this mistake where they go to a munch with something that you would think is kind of discreet, but it's not. It caused a huge row. Someone walked into a munch that I was at with two of their submissives on leashes. Holy crap, the shitstorm that came from it. Because, you know, you have to remember, some of the kinky people, because of their jobs or their status in the community, have to stay secretive. You know, so that them coming in and coming into the group on leashes and collars and looking all, you know, super kinky, yeah, might have been fun for them, but it just outed the entire group as being, you know, kinky. And which, you know, to me, I don't have a problem with. I'm very, very open. There's just a couple of people that I don't, you know, advertise I am to, and that would be my mother and father, because the last place I want my mother and father is you know, knowing anything that I do basically in my bedroom, because that's you.
And I don't talk to my parents about any kind of sexual anything, but I don't want anyone at my place of employ to know, because again, not their business. You know, it's not. So try to keep discreet at the public events. Okay. Private parties. We're going to cover private parties. It's a little bit different. What you need to remember is to respect how the host has asked you to dress to the door. The host will say, I want you vanilla to the door. Generally. Okay. After that, once you're inside the party, things are completely different. Latex, rubber, furry suit, nude. It just depends on the crowd gathered and the rules set forth by the host. We are having some people over on Saturday. It is vanilla to the door. I do not want our neighbors to know what's going on in here. But once they get inside, once our guests get inside, they can take all their clothes off. I do not care. Okay. So that kind of gathering is a little different. Public, be respectful, be normal. Be the guy that you'd see at the grocery store. Okay. But once in a private party, it really just depends on the type of party.
Exactly. Lots of times, and on FET, you'll see it as well. You'll see an event, and let's say it's a TNG event. TNG stands for the next generation, which is usually 35 and below, you know, 18 to 35 year olds. Because lots of times, a lot of the younger crowd, and we're still in this.
Barely.
I know. That's going to be weird when we're not anymore. But, you know, it's really weird to show up and go, oh, look, there's, you know, 14, you know, 55 to 65 year olds all naked running around. And, you know, rock on to them that they have the wherewithal and the confidence to do this. It's just, it's kind of weird. And I know for some of the 18, 19, 20 year old girls that are still very fit, very trim, everything is where it's supposed to be, like the desperate one, they don't really like being ogled by a 70-year-old, you know, man with the wrinkly balls and, you know, the hangy penis. So, you know, there it's like, okay, you know, so you might click on this event and, you know, you generally, they're going to go, this is how we want you to the door, you know, street legal to the door. And then inside, you know, they might say no sex, no lower half nudity, because that's what the host has set forth. So you always have to respect what the host sets forth with the rules.
Everything that we're kind of like going all over the map for, everything comes down to respect, respect, respect. It's the golden rule. Treat others in this situation how you would like to be treated. Please ask. This is something that is kind of kink community specific, but please ask before you touch anyone.
This includes hugs.
Handshakes.
Exactly. You know, and if someone extends their hand out for a handshake,
then you don't need to ask at that point. But if someone extends their hand in a handshake and you do not feel comfortable with it, don't shake their hand. Okay.
Exactly. There's one of the guys who's coming over this weekend. He's amazingly awesome. But he's a hugger. We've known him for 3 years now, and still to this day, when we see him or when we're leaving, he goes, you know, can I give you a hug? Or I'm going to hug you now, because he's a hugger. That's what he does. But he still asks. He still has that respect, even though we've told him a million times, you don't have to ask anymore. Just give me a hug, you big old softy. It's just the way he is. But that it's good to do that.
And another thing, you know, aside from asking, it goes along with asking. Questions. If you have questions, if you come to someone and you're talking with them and you say, well, may I, you know, sit next to you? May I, what have you? Always ask, because you don't know that individual situation. You don't know what's going on with them. And, you know, it's always good to ask. It shows the person that you're talking to that you're not only respecting them, respecting their space, respecting them as an individual, but you're willing to learn. And people who know that you're starting out will forgive a lot of new mistakes, a lot. But you have to show that you're willing to learn. You're willing to understand who they are. You understand the scene. You understand what's going on. And you're willing to figure it out. And not that you're just going to come in like a douche and be like, this is my place now. You're going to adapt to me. That's not how it works.
Exactly. You know, the respect everyone and everything. If you're at a private party and, you know, there's like toys hanging on the wall. Lots of times, you know, we go to this one particular dungeon, yeah, and they have a whole wall of toys and ropes and suspension rigs and, you know, furniture and all kinds of things. Now, the furniture is a little different in this particular dungeon. They have made it expressly clear that's why you're here. You're here to be able to use their, you know, their furniture. Now, the toys and the rope that's hanging on the wall, you know, if I wanted to use something like that, I'm going to ask first. And do not feel that someone is shunning you because they say no. A toy is very, very intimate. And lots of times, leather toys especially, are almost impossible to sanitize. You know, a flogger, something like that, if you hit someone with enough, it'll cause micro abrasions, and you can get that person's blood or plasma.
Or sweat.
Or sweat, skin cells, anything like that will work its way into the leather, and you cannot clean it.
Syntaxes and my toys are ours. We have a particular toy that's known as vampire gloves that are mine. They're basically reverse bedazzled gloves and have the spikes on the outside. So when Syntax, you know, spanks me or hits me or scratches me, it scratches my skin and oftentimes I bleed. Therefore, they are my gloves because they've had contact with my blood. I will not allow either myself or him to use them on another person because to me that is completely not sanitary. Imagine someone coming into your house and saying, hey, can I use your toothbrush? How would you feel about that? I mean, most people are very, very protective over that because that's in their mouth. And that's going to go in somebody else's mouth, and that's going to come back into my mouth? I think not. Okay? Toys can be very, very, very similar to that.
Yeah, and very special to their owners. In fact, I have one here in my hand now. It's an amazing curly maple paddle that was made by a good friend of ours, Mr. Zia. And in fact, if you search for him on FET or and on Etsy, you can find some of his amazing products. He makes paddles. He makes pins. He's retired, and he just works with wood now. This particular paddle was made for us, and it's very, very special to us because of that. You know, I'm not going to use this on anyone else, even though it is a sealed wood. It can be cleaned. Yeah, but no, it's special. I'm not going to let someone else use it.
Okay, we're going a little off topic here, but thank you. Are you
okay? For everyone here listening, RU is kind of being our engineer here for the evening.
We love you, RU.
And he just said, "All good on the toothbrush here. I dropped in the toilet and have not used it again, so you can use mine." Thanks, RU. That will be noted for when I come see you to bring my own toothbrush.
Yes, indeed. But we've got off topic anyway here. Please, 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 if you are, in fact, a noob in the kink scene, remember what we've just said. Go to FetLife, Collar Me, Alt. If you contact people, please be respectful. Please be kind. Please be a normal, decent human being. Okay? If you are invited or go to a play party, be respectful of the people there. If you want to play with someone, that's fine. Bring your own toys, because there's a lot of times when people won't let you use theirs, okay?
Exactly. And another thing on private play parties. I went to 4 or 5 of them and just watched before I ever actually played at one, because I didn't know any of the people. They didn't know me. You know, we had to talk. You know, I had to see how people's play styles were, what they wanted. There were some people that I met at a bunch. I'm like, ooh, you know, you would be fun to play with. And then I see them at a play party and I go, if that's what you want done to you, I can't do that. Because that makes me go all you and squick and can't do it.
So if you are in fact a noob, just be normal. Get to know people. You wouldn't come up to a girl in the mall and be like, hey, baby, I want to stick it in your butt. Because she's going to punch you. Just feel it out. Get to know people. See what people are like. Please. And please don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of these people. Because the people that I have met within the fetish kink community have been the most accepting, loving, wonderful people I have ever met in my life.
Yeah, that's something else that is amazing about the fetish and the kink community is they are the biggest group of accepting and wonderful people that I've ever met. And I think part of it is because we've all been to that point where we think we're the only one who does this, that we're the only one, we're the outcast. And yeah, so when we find that other people are into the same thing we are, we're like, oh no, this is good. This is awesome. I'm going to accept you because you are exactly like I am, in a way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, gaps in lifestyle and geography don't matter at this point. You have a common bond and you have something to talk about. It's a good thing. Just capital letters here. Don't be a douche. Don't be a douche. Anyway, we're going to go ahead, since we're running out of time, we're going to go ahead and segue into our next thing is we got a question. We got a question.
And if you want a question answered on Between the Sheets, go to the Galaxy 15 radio page and go to the feedback and just put it in there.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly. Just stick it in there and hit the button and it'll get to us. So our first question that and we're going to let Desperate One read it because I think she likes this.
This is really my territory. The question is, do women enjoy anal sex, or is it just painful for them? The answer, it really depends on the woman. It depends on what stimulation feels good for her. It's something that I enjoy, and I know many women enjoy quite a bit. The nerve endings are amazing. They're just simple rules that you have to follow to make sure that it is good for your partner. Lube. Lube, 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 lube.
Lube is your friend.
Lube is your friend. Lube is your best friend when it comes to anal. Please do not be that asshole who mid-fuck mistakes the hole, sticks it in her ass, and thinks she likes it. I'll go ahead and tell you a story about my first time with anal sex. So when I was 15 years old, I was fucking my boyfriend in my parents' bathroom, actually. I was bent over the sink. He was behind me. And we're going to town. And this gentleman, not to degrade syntax in any way, but this gentleman still has the largest penis I have ever been lucky enough to fuck.
I call shenanigans.
He's a horse. Sorry. Anyway, so we're going to town. Everything's happy, happy, happy. He backs up. He falls out. He rams in, and it's in my blood. It was horrendous. Aside from the fact that it was just and straight in the butt, it was horrendous. We tried it several times after that. We didn't use lube. It was horrendous, and I cried. He told me several years later, it was about 10 years later, he's like, yeah, I remember that time, and I can't recall a time when your pussy was so wet. And I looked at him, and I said, I wasn't wet. My pussy was fucking crying. Because it was that bad, because we didn't, you know, it is bad without lube. So lube, 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 please. Okay. Also another tip. Ease the penis in. Okay. Or you can start with a finger, but I find that that doesn't really help anything. But when, because fingers are great. Fingers are great. If you're eating your girl out and stick a fucking finger up her ass, you may get a very positive response. Okay. Just be easy with it, okay? Don't just go,
make sure your fingernails are trimmed.
Yes, make sure your fingernails are trimmed. If you're a girl who is rimming your guy, if you're a girl who's blowing your guy and you want to go ahead and try the back door, don't do it with acrylics and don't do it with jagged nails. No. Neat and trimmed, Fight Club style, okay?
Exactly. Trimmed and you know, nails that are actually trimmed nicely are the sign of a good, considerate lover.
Indeed. Anyhow, moving on. I don't know what names are you, but what have you. Anyway, go back to my notes. Okay. Yes, ease the penis in. Just very, very gently. Allow the muscles in the anus to relax. Okay? Once they've kind of relaxed and aren't attempting to push you out, once they're kind of relaxed and you ease it in, leave it in when the penis is fully in there, leave it for a second, okay? Then after that, you're basically free to do as you please because the muscles aren't freaking out on your cock, okay? And penis size does matter. Okay. Even speaking with vaginal sex, if a girl tells you, yeah, it's not that bad, you have a tiny dick, it's okay. Just learn how to work with it. Okay. Second smallest dick I ever had was the second best sex I'd ever had in my life. Okay. Because bitch knew how to work it. Okay. Anyway. So, yes. If you have a very large penis, I'm sorry, but anal may not work for you. It may not work for any girl that you're with. Because if you have a cock the size of a fucking horse, it's going to hurt no matter how much lube you use. Okay. But yes, just give it time to relax. Give her time to kind of unclench, so to speak. Because it's good. It's good to let her kind of chill because it will be more enjoyable for her and more enjoyable for you in that experience. And please don't forget the lube. I've used anal specific lubes that have not worked for me. The best ones that have worked for Syntax and I is why do I always forget the name of it? It's got Hathra in it. It's got goatweed. Got Hathra in the name. It's got goatweed in it. The bottle is like a sacred heart with a bunch of sperm around it. It's amazing. Also, Aquaglide Natural can be found at any local Walmart. It's the only thing that did not upset my stomach the next day. I said Astroglide. Oh, did I? I meant Astroglide. If I said Aquaglide, I'm sorry. Also, when you are doing anal, once you get to... Okay, hold on. Hathor Aphrodisia, eco-friendly, lubricant pure, with horny goat weed. Try that. It's $20 per 4-ounce bottle.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing with lube that it makes you sick the next day?
This was trial and error. When we were first trying anal, we went with General Aquaglide. And why do I keep saying Aquaglide? What's wrong with my brain? You got me thinking about Aquaglide, I guess, maybe. Anyway, when we went with General Astroglide, my stomach hurt for days. We bought a anal specific lube on an adult website that made my stomach hurt. So we tried the natural, and it didn't. And then I bought this other lube, the Hathor Aphrodisia at selfservetoys.com. And it doesn't hurt my stomach as well. So, anywho, trial and error. Find what works for you. There are millions of different lubes out there. Gun oil works because it is a silicone lubricant, but do not use it with silicone toys. It will eat them away.
And don't use it on a car ride because if you get it on the seat, you will be sliding around on that seat forever.
And be very, very careful if you use it in the shower. Yes. It will also make it very, very slippery, and it can be a little dangerous. So,
yeah, just a quick thing on lubes. The silicone-based lubes do not clean up with water. And so, you know, that's something you don't want to use in the shower. And also, if you get it on something, it's not coming off for a while. The water-based lubes are better if you're going to play in the shower or somewhere that you have to clean it up. And
anyway, back to me. Please, 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 men, do not forget the clit during anal. Don't. A majority of women do not orgasm unless the clitoris is being stimulated. So please have the decency to give your lady a reach around, okay? The anal sex is incredibly enjoyable for me. It is incredibly enjoyable for many a woman. But my clit does need some attention, okay? Don't make me do it myself. You're getting your jollies by getting it in my butt. So give me my jollies by rubbing my clit, okay?
Okay. And now, going on from lubes, we're going to go to the last section we have today is our toy bag section, okay? This is where we're going to do reviews on awesome toys and accoutrement for, you know, more enjoyable sex. Today, going with the messy, messy lube anal, there's a thing called the Fascinator Blanket. It's by a company called Liberator. They make some awesome kind of furniture-y toys. They made the wedge that everyone has copied. It runs about $100. We got ours from Self Serve. They're local to us. They're locally owned woman-owned, sex positive. And the awesome thing about them is everything in their store is either everything in there is safe for you know, being used inside. A lot of the stuff that you'll find in these, in the porn stores, you know, the shady back room, no window, you feel dirty just walking in, toy shops. a lot of that stuff is made out of materials that's illegal to make dog toys out of. You don't want to be sticking this in your body. The chemicals that could leach out of it are just horrible, horrible, horrible.
And also a bonus of buying things at selfservetoys.com. Everything that they sell has been tested by someone who works there. Tested and approved. So that's a bonus, selfservetoys.com. But anyway, the Fascinator blanket is it says it fits over a queen size bed, but it does horizontally. It does not cover the full bed. But it is primarily used for the female ejaculator. I am a squirter myself. Syntax can tell you that the lakes produced by my orgasms can be annoying. We've had fights over who's going to sleep in the wet spot. But this particular blanket, the Fascinator, its purpose is to protect your sheets. It's to protect whatever you're fucking on. Okay. Your mattress, your couch,
your car seat,
anything and everything that you're going to be fucking on. It's not only for female ejaculate. It can also be used to not get the lube, not get the cum, not get the bodily fluids if you're into golden showers, etc. Onto your furniture or your floor or what have you. It's a kind of a velour on one side, kind of a satin on the other. And in the middle is a waterproof barrier. Syntax and I have used this on many occasions. We have attempted to break it on some occasions and have not yet found a leak in it.
This particular blanket, you could use it as a raincoat. You could make a tent out of it and you know you would stay dry. It comes in a million different colors. We have awesome red, but there's black, white, purple, blue, anything you can think of. They also come in animal prints now. They have zebra and leopard print and just craziness. But it is the best $100 that we've spent in a long time, and especially someone like us, we have a fairly decent mattress that cost quite a bit, and the last thing we need to do is to get her cum and my cum and lube and anything else on there. The Liberator or the Fascinator blanket is machine washable, another big plus, because the last thing you need to do is to walk into your
local
dry cleaners and go, here,
wash my cum.
Yeah, wash this on, you know, please wash this for us. No, you can ball it up, you can throw it in the washing machine, you can wash it. You, if your washing machine is cool enough to have a sanitize setting, you can do that. You can sanitize it. You know nothing, you know, crazy is going to be growing on it. It is an amazing product that will save it's $100 to save $1,000, you know, mattress, or, you know, $1,000 couch, or if you're like me, to save $1,000 car seat.
I spent more on our sheets than I did on that blanket. So, dude, we have 1,200 dark count sheets. Really? I go for the good shit. But anyway.
Because we spend a lot of time in that bed.
We do. If you're like Syntax and I, we fuck constantly. Constantly. And there is nary a day that he does not manage to get me off because, you know, pimping Syntax here, he's that good. Anywho. So for those of you who do have a squirter girlfriend and do maybe want to have intimate relations without semen getting all over everything, because semen spots are gross. But if you don't want to wash your sheets but once a week, but you fuck once a day, twice a day, three times a day, it's definitely a good investment. So yeah, check it out. Find it, selfservetoys.com.
Yep, so that's basically all we've got for this week. Next week, we will be live at our regular time, which will be 10 o'clock Pacific time. That'll be 9 o'clock Mountain.
8 Pacific,
sorry. Okay, I got my directions mixed 8 up.
8 Pacific time.
8 Pacific, 10 Eastern.
No, 10 Central.
Fuck, I am fucking shit up. So it'll be at 9 Mountain time. You guys figure it out from there. They're going to post it on the website of all the other time zones because obviously I can't do simple math in my head right now. Considering that...
It's because you're thinking about fucking me.
Oh, yeah, because you're sitting here naked. Everyone, you know, listen to Galaxy 15. Sard's always putting up new music. If you have suggestions for music, put it in the feedback. If you have feedback for our show, if you have a question, put it up in the feedback.
Please ask us questions because your feedback and your involvement means a lot to us. We know we don't have a whole hell of a lot of listeners, but knowing that someone may possibly value our opinion means great things to us.
Yeah. So listen to us on Friday. I Have Nothing is on Saturday. Definitely listen to that. I'm on there, and I usually scream obscenities. There's also Pure Decking Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm on there too, usually screaming obscenities.
It's all quality programming, not because it involves syntax, but because it involves Marps, who has the sexiest voice on radio. Also, are you, who is fantastic.
Yep. So, and again, next week you'll be able to call in. We'll be opening the phone lines. And it is Get Between the Sheets on Skype. So if you don't have Skype, where the hell have you been? Download it. It's free. And look us up, Get Between the Sheets on Skype, so you can call in. We don't screen any callers. We will just let you on. But just remember, I do have my button on the disconnect you button. So if you're a douche, you'll get disconnected.
This doesn't mean that you cannot disagree with us.
Exactly. So until next week,